Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara here on Classic Hits. And on the line, we have got Michael Guerin. Michael Guerin, you are from Coonwira. Tell me all about Coonwira.
That's correct. Coonwira is Ireland's largest provider of addiction treatment services. We provide about 70% of the residential detoxes in the country and somewhere in the order of 50% of the residential treatments to those people who are suffering from the illnesses of alcoholism, gambling and substance misuse in all its other forms.
Okay. So people actually go in and they're residents, are they?
Yes, people come in here and our stays vary between 12 weeks and 20 weeks, depending on what the presenting addiction is. And people come in and they stay in our centres. We have four primary centres in the south of Ireland and one in the north in Newry. And at any given time, we have about 600 individuals in our care.
Wow, I had no idea there's so many numbers going into treatment. So I suppose the reason I gave you a buzz, Michael, is because I heard you on the news this week and you were talking about teenagers saving up for their debs, the big event that happens when you're leaving school, and you're talking about getting your dress and your suit and your fake nails and your hair and all the expenses that you have. And you made a very alarming comment about kids are now budgeting for drugs on their debs night.
Yes, and I suppose, Trina, the comment wasn't meant to be alarmist as such. It was simply arising from a number of phone calls we had received to the centre over about the past year from concerned parents and concerned relatives who had good reason to believe that either their kids or in some cases peers of their kids were including the price of the purchase of cocaine in their budget for the debs due. And when you consider the age at which people go to debs functions, that's quite a concerning thing. And I suppose that's the reason we articulated it. It was quite a consistent thing. There weren't that many, but they were very, very consistent. And these inquiries were certainly not one-off. So we have good reason to believe that it's taking place.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually hearing that it's becoming as common as saying that you're going out for a drink. Girls are having cocaine. Teenagers having cocaine in the toilets all the time.
So cocaine at this stage, Trina, is everywhere. And it has transcended all urban-rural divides and socio-economic divides. It used to be seen as something that was done by affluent people in cities in a recreational way. Now cocaine is available everywhere throughout Ireland and it's subject of a very elaborate, complex, wide-reaching distribution network. And one of the things we are seeing in treatment centres at the moment is the age at which people use cocaine in their first use is dropping considerably. And we are encountering clients in their early 20s who are coming into treatment with drug problems who are telling us they used cocaine as young as 14 and 15 years of age.
I remember when I was in school, Michael, and I suppose cocaine would have been around, but God, we would never have even been exposed to it in any way. But there was always newspaper headlines about somebody took cocaine and they were dead in no time at all from using it, or their nose collapsed, or all these different stories. We're not hearing about these stories anymore. So I wonder, do kids think that it's safe to take cocaine?
They do, and there has been a huge normalisation of cocaine consumption over the past number of years. And in some places and by some people, cocaine is being considered in the same ballpark as alcohol consumption in that it's a relatively harmless recreational substance that somebody can use in the same way that responsible drinkers use alcohol and then more or less walk away from it on a Monday morning. Mm. But cocaine, as we know, has a far higher addictive potential than alcohol. Because it's an illegal substance, there is no quality control and it's being cut and mixed with all sorts of things. And there have been a great number of deaths over the past number of years because cocaine has been mixed with various new psychoactive substances like fentanyl, for example, which are lethal. So anybody who is taking cocaine cannot be absolutely sure what they are getting in the bag when they purchase it. There is a likelihood that they could be taking something with the cocaine that could actually kill them. Aside from the fact that cocaine overdose is quite common, and one person per week in Ireland is dying from cocaine overdose at this stage.
Oh my God. So for parents who are starting to worry now, their kids are coming up to that age and they're going to have access and going on the nights out and everything, are there any kind of telltale signs to look out for, or what would you say to parents?
There are a few indicators if a young person who is of a school-going age with no income would have if they were beginning to use drugs. And parents need to be vigilant and keep an eye out for things like somebody's academic performance, for example, dropping for no apparent reason, Or another thing that's quite common is people will change their circle of friends, because the friends that they hung around with all along will see their drug-taking behaviour as unacceptable and possibly gravitate away from them. The other thing is, if a teenager is looking for money and looking for more money consistently than they normally used to, and there is no apparent explanation as to what they are spending that money on, these are all warning signs that somebody might be doing something that they ought not be doing.
Right.
If that is the case, probably the best course of action for the parent to take is to sit the teenager down in a nice, calm, non-judgmental, person-centred kind of way and articulate the concerns that they have, and maybe offer if they feel that they need help or need somebody to talk to cope with the stressors in their life that maybe are causing them to use something, that said course of action could be arranged.
Would you know offhand the kind of prices that they're charging for cocaine, Michael?
I think it's €50 a bag, I'm not sure, but I know, right, it's quite expensive. And I know a lot of the young people that get involved in cocaine consumption can't, obviously, because they have no means of income, can't afford to take the cocaine. And the dealer's response to that is that they make them distributors in order to pay their own cocaine debts.
God.
Hence the reason why we have such an elaborate, far-reaching, complex, intricate system and network of distribution of illegal drugs, in particular cocaine.
God, and then you hear about them getting into these drug deaths and everything. I did hear a story about somebody who actually died from taking drugs. The drug dealer arrived at the family home and said, just because they're dead, it doesn't mean that the debt has gone away. Absolutely horrific, isn't it?
Yes, and that's something we encounter very frequently, is that we do get people who come into treatment and they have had very undesirable and very unpleasant experiences with those who are trying to collect money for drug debts. Not necessarily the user, but the user's family and so on.
Yeah.
So that is another, aside at all from the fact that somebody might have a drug problem, that is also a reality for those that get caught in the addiction trap. And it's a very unpleasant one. And as I say, it can take their family into the equation as well. So it's highly distressing.
The people who are in getting treatment in your centres, Michael, are they there because they want to be there, or are they forced in, or what way does it work?
Oh, no, they're there because they want to be there, and treatment is a completely voluntary process and people are free to leave any time they want. So people are here because they want to be here and because they want to make changes in their lives. And that's probably the only way you could run an addiction treatment service, because the person who is in for therapy needs to want to get well, and that's the cornerstone of building a successful recovery.
Yeah, the first week or so must be the toughest when they're in there.
Yeah, for the first 2 weeks they're in a medically supervised detox, so they would be, it's very much like a hospital, and they would be in hospital-like conditions under close observation by nursing staff and so on. And in all likelihood, they would be being administered medication so that they can safely and comfortably withdraw from whatever it was they were taking.
And what's the success rate like, Michael?
It's very hard to say, Trina, to be honest. We have a lot of people that go on and do extremely well. We have a number of people going back in Brewery. We started taking people with drug problems from Dublin in the early 1990s, and it was a far different scene that time, because you had people basically dying like flies because it was dirty needles and needle exchange, HIV was high, hepatitis and all these kind of things. Thankfully, they are not as commonplace now as they used to be. But some of those people who came to us in the early 1990s are well to this day and come back and visit regularly, which is nice.
Okay, and they're doing well and everything's good.
Yes, indeed.
And is it a service that it has to be paid for, or is it HSE funded, or what is it?
It's part state funded. It's part funded by the client insofar as they can afford it. But ability to pay or otherwise isn't a factor in getting into treatment, and that's
right,
very important to say.
Yeah.
And the remainder we fundraise.
Okay, yeah, brilliant. So if anybody is actually thinking about maybe doing the mini marathon or something, I'm sure you'd be very happy to take their donations, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, we'd love to hear from them.
Okay, is there a website or anything that people can check out if they want to do that for you, Michael?
Yes, the website is www.coonvira.ie.
That's CUANMHUIRE for people who aren't great at the Irish. That's how you spell it.
Absolutely right. And they will find the contact details of all our centres on that website. And most, because we are speaking, the Brewery Centre in County Limerick, the contact details are all on there. And if anybody wants to contact us, we'd love to hear from them. or if anybody wants to speak to us about something they're concerned about, we're open 365 days a year and we're there to help if we can.
Well, listen, Michael, thanks for taking our call today. Very interesting and really an eye-opener for parents, the fact that teenagers are budgeting for their cocaine at their Debs. I can't believe that, but it's happening.
Thank you, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.